Let's go for a little experience, shall we? I invite you to gently close your eyes down, and to help you release the cares of the day, start circling your shoulders up, back, and down. Do this a few times whilst you breathe through your nose and out through an open mouth. Wiggle your toes and feet and connect them to the earth. It doesn't matter if you're in a building. Then I invite you to see in your mind's eye that you are sitting on a beach. There is sand, small rocks, glorious beach flowers that pop up between the rocks, and the ocean stretches out before you. Out in front of you, surrounded by deep water, is a glorious stone outcrop where the herons come to roost, the otters dance around, and you are pretty sure that was a seal head that popped up. The rocky outcrop calls to you, as it seems like a special place. But the water is deep and dark as the tide is in, and you can hear the waves lapping up the beach, dragging down the sand and the rocks. The moon is starting to rise in the deep blue of the nighttime sky, and you gather up little scraps of driftwood, hollow out a bowl in the sand, and build a lovely pyramid of driftwood, whilst being lulled by the lapping of the waves, in and out, in and out. The sound of the waves, the pull of the tide, and the energy of the moon as she rises is mesmerizing and magnetizing. You fumble through your pockets for any matches, and you find some and a patch of dry beach grass you stuff under your pyramid, and you light it. The grass catches quickly, and the little scraps of dry driftwood ignite like bursting fireflies, and soon you have a lovely fire burning in your sand bowl. You gently feed the fire with little scraps of wood that you have collected until it is burning cheerfully, and you can watch the flames dip and dance with the ocean breeze that brings with it the scent of salt, kelp, and adventure. You feed the fire once more with little scraps, and as you toss them in, you note that you are naming each piece of wood with a concern or an irksome worry that has been burbling under the surface. A few limiting beliefs pop up, and you cast them into the fire. And then a couple of fears pertaining to lack and other things arise, and they too get tossed into the dancing flames. As you sit, breathing, with your legs crossed, listening to the waves, watching the moon rise and the flames dance, a sense of wellness, a sense of wholeness and peace wash over you. You gaze out at the rocky stone outcrop and wonder, are you willing to risk the dark water to get there? You ruefully shake your head in an attempt to banish that thought and stare at the flames. The oranges, yellows, and reds undulate in front of you, and then seem to stretch themselves taller and wider, and soon they're making a path of fire all the way to the outcrop. As you watch in amazement, the flames seem to reach high, reaching up high to the moon and then bowing down to the water, and then slowly and gently turning into a bed of hot coals. The coals pulse and throb at the same rate as your heartbeat, first fast and then slowing to a consistent pulsing, pulsing, pulsing. You can feel yourself pulling off your shoes and socks and rolling up your jeans, and then you rise. You stand tall and proud, most certainly trepidatious, but you realize you are being offered an opportunity. an opportunity to walk over the burned up embers and hot coals of your fears to get to where you want to go. You step out with your right foot tentatively, expecting to feel a searing pain in the sole of your foot. But instead there is a glorious warmth, a welcome, and as you start walking the fire path, you can feel the pulsing of the earth coming through the soles of your feet, encouraging you, supporting you, and keeping you safe. You walk on the hot coals for what seems like hours, but also like minutes, and find yourself on the stony outcrop that is decorated with exquisite shells, and the moon is above your head. The waves gently lap as they retreat, and as you stand there in awe and wonderment, two beautiful seals pop up in front of you, a mere foot away. They swim around the outcropping, all the time looking at you with their deep, dark, soulful eyes. You feel free, you feel strong, and you feel on purpose. The fire, the water, and the seals have all woven their threads into your experience and into your aura to remind you of your dreams and goals, and that you are stronger than you think and more loved than you know. Breathe. Keep breathing, and when you are ready to come back to your body, wiggle your toes. Breathe. Wiggle your fingers. Breathe. And slowly open your eyes. And by the way, you might want to check between your toes. I think there's a small shell there.